people when they come here.
You've kind of changed my view of it, because what you say makes perfect sense to me, that, you know, some of us have that daringness in us to go where Edward was daring us to go,
yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
Edward James and the Surreal Garden was presented by Joanna Moorhead. It was produced by Tamsin Hughes. It was a Wise Buddha production for BBC Radio 3, and it was first broadcast in June last year. Well, tomorrow night, another chance to find out about the story of the Victorian writer of penny dreadful novels, George W. M. Reynolds, dubbed The Other Dickens. That's our feature at 9:15 tomorrow night. Don't forget that many of our past Radio 3 documentaries are available for you to listen to now or to download. Go to the Radio 3 website and search on Sunday Feature.
Mozart, Rachmaninoff and an All Verdi anniversary programme at the BBC Proms. Two concerts from Sir Antonio Pappano and the Orchestra of the Academy of Santa Cecilia. The ceremonial fizz and pomp of Mozart's Haffner Symphony and the melancholy and high drama of Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2 on Friday night, and a celebration of the bicentenary of Giuseppe Verdi on Saturday. Two BBC Proms concerts with Sir Antonio Pappano starting Friday night at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This music through the night with me, John Shea, beginning with a Polish radio concert at 12:30. Now, though, it's just after 11. Time for Wednesday's Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, John. Well, last night's late night gospel prom blew me away, as well as moving every molecule in the Royal Albert Hall. So on this hot summer's night, let's see what happens when we play this. It's the only known recording of the Detroit Silver Tones from 1969 on Detroit's own Sacred Sounds label, Down Here Praying. Scattering Rhythms by Hai Lim Kim, who featured on Late Junction's collaborative session last Christmas with Nils Frahm and Ghost Poet. And at last, her first album is out on Universal, and it's called the Taegum Collection. And it's a tour de force on which she presents the Korean flute, or Taegum, in the widest imaginable range of contexts. There you heard a duet with jazz drummer Simon Barker, and we'll hear more from it tomorrow night. Tonight, though, you can tweet in the heat. We'd like to hear from you. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or even text at 83111. You can get us every way. More female performers now. Actually, it's an mbira trio from Zimbabwe. Normally, the mbira is a sacred instrument traditionally reserved for men. But here we're going to hear Ambuya Neati, who'll be singing as well, Chipa Wazara and Spiwe Juma, three mbiras. And the song, Changmira Monoera, a song which includes the line, "The children are scaling the mountain, looking for peace."
Una mano, dos, 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 una mano, dos drug addict, 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 drug addict.
Una madre, 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 una
recorded live at Theatre Vidi Lausanne at the end of last year, Melpomene, with Sylvie Courvoisier at the piano and Mark Feldman on violin. Melpomene was the muse in Greek mythology, firstly of singing and then later on of tragedy, which is a lesson to us all. And it brings us to Sarah Gillespie. A new intriguing songwriter is amongst us for sure. She's live tomorrow night in Suffolk at Stoke by Nayland. But this is from her fine new album, Glory Days. The tune's called Postcards to Outer Space. And note, the pigeons dance flamenco to an old flamenco tune.
Allow me to look at you, my milky girl. You hold me in your gaze. You wrap me in gold. You wrap me in gold. I could never be measured or ever be stolen. Wounds. Wanna howl like an orphaned wolf, but if I did, I'd orphan you. I'd orphan you. Instead, I rinse your feather hair in lavender and pearls. Can't love you. Send you.
you left me in your footsteps and your fries.
Every time that we walk the street, I try my best to keep up with the beat. You're everything that I never could keep. I hear this sound and it starts to repeat.
This town's been raining far too long for me to find my way to you. See me everywhere. I see you in my boots and in my hair and in my care for you. Such that we could never find another way to be.
Every time that we walk the street, I try my best to keep up with the beat. You're everything that I never could keep. I hear this sound and it starts to repeat.
Carry you are.
Very nice to see the ping pong ball returning to experimental music. That was an extract from Audium, My Dear, by Caro C of the Delia Darlings, a Manchester-based trio of female sound artists who pay sonic homage to Delia Derbyshire, who is, of course, a pioneering electronic music composer who realised the original Doctor Who theme for the BBC, for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And she was very much in evidence at the Albert Hall on Sunday and Saturday night for the Doctor Who 50th birthday proms. Before that, Hot Chip, reworked by the Geese Duo. That would be Vince and Emma from the Elysian Quartet, and of course the unmistakable voice of Robert Wyatt. Hot Chip will be appearing on the Six Music stage at Latitude this weekend, and they'll also be broadcasting sets from Kraftwerk and Alt J and Beth Orton. And close by, Lake Junction will be inhabiting the Lavish Lounge stage all this weekend with some of our favourite acts: Twisted, Tyneside Bard, Richard Dawson, jazz virtuosos Troika, and composer Anna Meredith with her cello-encrusted live band. Think symphonic dance floor glory. Now, let us know if you're coming. You can tweet tonight at BBC Radio 3, or you can tweet us at the festival if you're there. And don't worry if you're not, because we'll be bringing it all back home to you next week. Full details on our web pages. Now, at the recent Colleen gig at Otto, I was watching the warm-up act, and first of all I saw was a harp, and then just behind it I made out a woman in a red taffeta dress. That turned out to be Áine O'Dwyer, and she enchanted us for the next 13 minutes or so with this medley. Hopefully she's going to do that for you now. Falcon, Egress, Coiled Eyes.
You would think of where I've been. Thank you.
Onur O'Dwyer. Onur O'Dwyer with a suite, actually, of her tunes called Falcon, Egress, Coiled Eyes, and it's from an album that is just out called Anything Bright or Startling, and it's on the prestigious Second Language label. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of Onur O'Dwyer in the years to come. Now, having spoken about a very young artist, who is 76 and still very much shaking up the music? He's a Brazilian composer, an orchestrator, a totally ingenious improviser. Miles Davis called him the most impressive musician in the world. Why, it's Hermeto Pascoal. And you can see him tomorrow or Friday night at Ronnie Scott's in the heart of London. And let me tell you, to see a talent like that in a small club is well worth doing. I wish I could be there, but of course I've got to go to Latitude. Anyway, here is Hermeto Pascoal and his Grupo Festa with Fazenda Nova.
sycamore, sycamore, bramblebush, bramblebush. Pear tree, apple tree, plane tree, bramblebush, bramblebush, holly, laburnum.
Crocus,
narcissus,
fritillary,
primulavarus,
jasmine,
japonica,
walnut, sweet chestnut,
magnolia,
lobelia,
willow herb,
daffodil,
blackthorn, buckthorn, hawthorn, poplar, deadly nightshade, winter heliotrope, saxifrage, goldenrod,
Le pont, d'Avignon,
chapon,
non, dedans,
Recorded in Paris in the revolutionary year of 1968, Bob Cobbing and Francois Dufresne performing Computer Poem. Bob Cobbing was a pioneering sound poet, wildly entertaining prince of performance, poetry, concrete. So where has all the sound and concrete poetry gone? Has anyone encountered such an artist recently? Or maybe someone listening is just such a person? Well, let us know. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, and if you can direct me to a CD, I might be able to play the person tomorrow night. Before that, you heard some extracts from the excellent Trunk Labels remastered collection of Karl Orff and Gunhild Kietmann's educational tools, Music for Schools, widely used in German and English schools in the 1950s, if they had a record player, that is. Now, there may not be any sound poets that I can find anymore, but on the other hand, it seems to be a very good time for left-field female singer-songwriters of distinction.
Fair play, you got away now. Say you're sorry for taking all of the gold and the silver. Without a fishbone or a cherry stone, hunger is a terrible illness. Hunger is a terrible illness. And Pinocchio, your mom and me are sick with worry. And honestly, Pinocchio, I don't know how it happens, or what cuss makes us so afraid of fierce dogs and madmen, when it's bearing a brave face that kills us. When the future knows what we don't know, oh, fear can be a terrible illness. 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 She says it's very late, I am going for. It's all right for me. I have my hands and my feet. My gull and its wings. My heart and its beat. But I said, Pinocchio, you and me are not so different. We both twist and turn our words until they listen. And neither one of us could have blown the whistle, but we didn't. So you'll never completely be forgiven. So hold at bay those you've betrayed, and hope those birds of prey will just fly away. But every hope that you bring to your insides will find you all alone. Lie to. believe, believe, believe. The Pinocchio, your imposter, he has a guilty pleasure, a poppy mixture up to which you'll never measure, and the cravings are cruel and contagious. His fists are tight and his grip and his whispers are a terrible illness. Apollodina, personally I'd curb your temper, I'd keep the peace, slack the leash, and she'll remember how you swept her brow and told her how much you loved her, how you took her by the hand and taught her how to put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. She says it's very late, I am going forwards, the night is dark, I am going on, it's a dangerous road, I am going forwards alone, alone, alone. Oh, Emily, move us like pieces around the truth stretched as far as it reaches, and though she buys the lies you tell her in front of me, still the truth does not come from me, but grows like the threat that it poses you. It grows and it grows, so suppose that you hold at bay those you've betrayed. Suppose those birds of prey will just fly away. Every hope that you bind to your insides will find you all alone and with no one to lie to. Believe, believe me. Change your story, but we stay, and we stay in the stillness. With our telephone, a letter home, oh, love can be a terrible illness. 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 And she says, this time I'm coming clean. Squeaky, squeaky. As it seems, I told you, told you. But you're looking at me. Want some, want some. Who goes there, goes there?
Thank you.
Turkish electroacoustic musician Erdem Hevlakyo, tracing another human emotion there, fear. And there's a very fine picture of Erdem on our webpage tonight, so do have a look at that. Before that, East London's Ruth Theodore with Pinocchio, which, by the way, is, of course, the feminine of Pinocchio. Now, this summer, Oxford Contemporary Music have commissioned seven sound artists to create Audible Forces, an installation which is touring across the UK. In August, it visits Stockton and the Lake District. More details tomorrow night, but here's a piece from it, created by Nathaniel Mann and Peter Petrovicius. They're using homing pigeons. The tune's called, well, the piece, I should say, is called Pigeon Whistles, and it's a field recording by Dan Fox.
Come on, then. Off you go. Go on. Off you go. Go on.
Pega leve aí, que eu vou falar o agora, hein?
Thank you. Sinto peso dos seus versos, meu amor. Melodia tão precária, mas enfim, vale a pena porque vais até o fim.
Muita coisa em nada, mas muito é feito pelo treinamento. Por isso, ninguém será bem sucedido se se poupar, se só mergulhar fundo nos temas maiores, e se não estiver em condições de, às vezes, se empenhar até o extremo por causas insignificantes.
Lindo Toque by Graviola. And there'll be the grand finale of our Lake Junction stage at the Latitude Festival on Sunday night. I can't wait to see them because they really are a bunch of eclectic eccentrics. They put everything in the musical blender and you just heard what comes out. You'll be able to hear their live set along with our audio version of the festival next week on Lake Junction. But here's our grand finale for tonight. It's from the 1964 album Witches and Devils, and it's Albert Eiler with Spirits. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for all those tweets, and good night.
Ha ha ha!
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Welcome to another musical journey across Europe, which begins today with a concert from June 2011 by the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and their conductor Lukasz Borowicz. Poland's Zygmunt Stojowski is a composer we should hear more of. The pianist Jonathan Plowright is a champion of his late Romanticism, and he plays Stojowski's Symphonic Rhapsody a little later. First, it's Liszt, claiming that Le Prélude was inspired by Alphonse Lamartine's poem of the same name. The music actually began life as an overture to a choral work about the four elements, and Liszt's mistress, the Princess Sein Wittgenstein, seems to have suggested borrowing the Lamartine title.